Sports writer for the Lansing State Journal and has a great blog called Hey Joe. Hey Joe, how are you?
Hey Cheryl, I'm not bad. How are you?
I'm good. It's a Friday night. Am I keeping you from fun? I hope not.
Oh, no, not keeping me. We're about to take off and do some errands and things like that. So I guess if that's fun, you know. But
Well, it's not work anyway, but I know you love your work. A couple of articles I wanted to talk to you about that you wrote this week. First of all, MSU basketball great Mateen Cleaves and some others are going to be inducted into the MSU Hall of Fame. Tell me about this honor.
Yeah, and for Mateen Cleaves, you know, he is a first ballot inductee, which I guess is pretty rare, and no big surprise for him. I mean, to me, this Hall of Fame started in 1992. I can't think of a more impactful athlete at Michigan State since then. Now, of course, obviously, the inductees, go through, the history of Michigan State athletics, but since it started, he seems to be as good as anyone to be inducted. The guy was a three-time All-American, of course. Led Michigan State to the 2000 National Championship. It's always funny every year when these things come out. For one thing, there's always at least one person who I didn't really know anything about, and that, in this instance, swim coach Charles McCaffrey. If you really look at his resume and his list of achievements, it's awfully impressive. And then, I would have assumed like Morton Anderson, who is the NFL's all-time leading scorer, already would have been in the Hall, but he wasn't, and he is now. So he's joining Mateen Cleaves along with Keisha Kelly, former women's basketball player, and then Dana Cook, a great volleyball player who helped Michigan State to the national semifinals in 95.
Well, and I guess it's probably not a surprise that you weren't too familiar with the history of Charles McCaffrey. His time at Michigan State was 1941 to 1969. That's a little before your time.
It is, and it's swimming, yes. But it's funny, you read something like that, and you're like, wow, yes, it's a long time ago, and, swimming doesn't get a lot of attention, but you look at, six Olympians and all the national champions and all that he did for the sport. And, it's amazing how many people over time contribute to an athletic department, many of whom are kind of, forgotten about. And it's great that this Hall of Fame exists to kind of maybe bring some of those stories forward to people who had no idea about them before.
Well, and your writing about them makes people want to Google and get more information, as I did. I did think it was interesting, and you mentioned it too, and because I confess I don't pretend to know about how balloting for Hall of Fame and that kind of thing happens, whether it be at MSU or any sports venue. But the MSU Athletic Director Mark Hollis also talked about that it speaks volumes that Mateen, reading from your article, was elected to the MSU Athletics Hall of Fame in the first year on the ballot. I guess I don't understand that part of it.
Well, and that's, really a good thing to follow up on at some point. I'd like to do is kind of go back and see how many people did make it. That information isn't in there. But you can see a lot of these people. I mean, Morton Anderson is a guy who's probably been on the ballot several times. I mean, you'll see this in, like, for example, the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Major League Baseball. You'll see guys go several times before they're inducted. And, usually the first ballot, quote-unquote, first ballot inductees are, just the sure things, the ones that no one would ever dispute. And I, certainly Mateen Cleaves would fall into that category. I can't imagine anyone disputing him. But I would like to know, how rare is it? How many people have been first ballot? I mean, I imagine like Urban Magic Johnson would have been, right? I mean, he was in the inaugural class. So,
that's true.
You've got some obvious ones up there, but it is interesting that it's such a rarity.
Well, see, we just gave you an idea for your next blog or article.
There you go. I need ideas this time of year, too. So.
I'm helping you with your homework there, too. and this is going to happen. The induction ceremony is September 22nd, and it's great fun that during the MSU Central Michigan football game at Spartan Stadium, they'll be honored as well. So that's something to look forward to, certainly.
Right, yeah, they bring them out during the football game, and it's always a pretty big weekend. I remember a few years ago, Scott Skiles was inducted, and that was kind of exciting because he hadn't been back here in a long time. So it's usually an opportunity for people to go out and, get a glimpse of people who maybe haven't been in East Lansing in a long time.
Well, absolutely. That is fun. And I hadn't I'd heard of Morten Andersen before, but I didn't know his career accomplishments either until I read the article. So that's another one that you get some more information about. MSU has certainly put out its share of phenomenal athletes over the years.
Yeah, and Morten Andersen, I mean, very good kicker. He was the all-time leading scorer and field goal kicker when he left Michigan State. But he kind of played during, it wasn't, a lot of his years weren't the best years in terms of football success. But, no one could have guessed at the time, I don't think, that he was about to embark on a 25-year NFL career, which is really amazing if you think about it. I mean, you're talking about a guy who was still kicking into his late 40s. And, again, this is a guy I think who should maybe be considered for the NFL Hall of Fame at some point.
Well, you can forward that information to them. Tell them they're missing the boat. Another of your Hey Joe blogs that I love the title of this one, on the list of those who can't catch a break. What's happened to Delvon Rowe?
Yeah, Wednesday he severely sprained, I believe it's his left ankle, and they play pickup basketball, the guys in the summer.
Uh-oh.
And, it's too bad for him. He's out 6 weeks. I mean, if you're out 6 weeks with an ankle sprain, that's a severe ankle sprain. And, it's too bad for him because he's had the knee problems since his senior year of high school. He's had surgery on both knees multiple times. And he was looking forward to this offseason. I remember talking to him after the season-ending loss to UCLA, and he was excited just because, of course, he wasn't excited about the loss. He was excited to not have a surgery on the calendar, coming up in the off season as he had previously. So too bad for him to have to sit down for 6 weeks. He can still probably lift weights and do things like that. But, going into his senior year, he really wanted to improve his game and his skills, and this is going to hinder that.
Well, in 6 weeks, when do they start? See, I'm not into this the conditioning and the practice schedule. Where does that take us in terms of the next season?
Well, in the off season here, basically only the strength coaches really work with the guys. So they do lifting, they do running, things like that. But for the most part, just about every night, or most weeknights anyway, the guys get together over at Breslin in the practice facility, and they play pickup ball. You'll have sometimes the former NBA guys will stop in. I mean, I actually saw Travis Walton the other day, who used to play here, and he's been playing with them because he's around right now.
Wow,
so
that's fun.
There are usually some good games, and that goes through the summer, and then, really they don't start, practice until October. So he'll be fine well before that, and he'll be able to still play pickleball probably in August moving forward. But, a six-week chunk is pretty significant.
Well, it is as well. Red, your blog is constantly interesting. Red, one more fun thing on there that I wanted to mention to folks is a charity soccer game June 25th at Grand Ledge High School with some names everybody knows. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, so I got that in my inbox today, and I said, this is interesting. I mean, you never don't really think about. I mean, I'm interested to see Jason Richardson try to play some soccer, and Greg Jones and some of these guys, Charlie Bell, Eric Smith, Steve Colcrick, so some of the former Michigan State football and basketball players are Grand Ledge High School June 25th, I believe, at 4:00, and so I've got the information on there about tickets and things like that. But it's for the Ronald McDonald House, which is obviously a very worthwhile cause. Families with kids in the hospital, you can stay at the Ronald McDonald House. That's the primary purpose. So. Good cause and very unique. I mean, you just don't, you don't hear about that too often. But I'd like to kind of see how they do.
Well, it's going to be fun, as you said, a great cause for the Ronald McDonald House. And yes, it's hop on your website, go to Lansing State Journal and Sports, and you'll find Joe Rexroad's Hey Joe blog right there with all the information on it. It's great writing, and it's a lot of fun for folks to get further into sports. That's how I'm doing it.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. It's always fun. And, you're trying to, especially with a blog, you just try to find unique things. I mean, we talk about the same stuff over and over again, and that's what people, the diehard, hardcore Michigan State fans want, the nitty-gritty about the football and basketball. But if you can, do something a little different or fun every once in a while, I think that's a good thing, especially for a blog.
Well, it's great, and I enjoy it very much. I will let you get off to your errands and your weekend. I hope you have a wonderful one. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, thanks a lot, Cheryl. Good talking to you. You too.
You too.